From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Egypt, two people were reportedly killed today during demonstrations, a protester and a police officer. It was the second day of protests against President Hosni Mubarak in defiance of a government ban. Neither side appears to be heeding U.S. appeals for calm, and we'll hear more about that American response in a few minutes.
Police charged crowds with batons and fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse them. Protesters responded by hurling stones and burning tires. NPR Saraya Sahardi Nelson witnessed one of the impromptu demonstrations in Cairo.
Protesters chant from the rooftop of Cairo's Bar Association, shaking their fists at heavily armed police officers circling below. The protesters also call out to passers-by across the street. They urge them to join in the quest for political freedom and an end to Mubarak's 30-year rule. Protesters cheer when dozens of people cross the street to join them. The newcomers surge past the security cordon and flood the sidewalk in front of the building. That's when the police make their move. First, a plainclothes agent tries forcing the NPR team to leave.
What are you hiding?
He says it's mamnua, or forbidden, to be here.
Why is it mamnua?
Saying that journalists should report on what is happening has no effect, says translator Nagwa Hassan.
Please leave or else I'll have to take another precaution. I can take away her report.
Soon it's clear what the police don't want anyone to see. Officers in an armored truck drive at the protesters on the sidewalk. From the other direction, officers fire tear gas into the crowd. The attack sends everyone on the street fleeing. Hot on their heels are dozens of riot policemen who wildly swing their batons. The fate of the people on top of the roof is unclear. So is the fate of hundreds of other protesters detained since Tuesday. At a nearby office, dozens of volunteer lawyers work around the clock to find out where the detainees are being held. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.